All right, all right. Good day, people. This is Miss Cece, the Real Infopreneur. You are joining me on Black Talk Radio Network as well as SoundCloud. Thank you all for joining me today. And we must also say thank you to our Heavenly Father for allowing us health and wealth today. We will be talking with Rhonda Thomas. She's a transformational health and wellness coach, author, and speaker. Rhonda is the author of a series of adult coloring books that cater to African American women. Welcome, Rhonda.
Hi, Cece. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm excited about being on your show. It's just exciting for me to start off a Thursday morning at 7 in the morning.
Yes, absolutely. So do this. Why don't you tell us about the important work that you do with African American women, and I think specifically older women?
Yeah. So, I wasn't sure how I wanted to start off having this conversation with you about giving you my background and things of that sort, but I'm going to, like, let you lead because you are the professional. But I started doing the work of working with women 50 and up. I call them my "It's My Time, Own It" women, right? It's like our time, we need to own it. And so I was holding events, like happy hour events, and then it turned into like a 2-hour happy hour event in the evening on Friday. And I was inviting women to come out, and we would, you know, like be socializing, empowering one another, finding out what type of business. I would have speakers that were speaking about their careers or their retirement. And it was just a wonderful event. And so I turned that into doing a happy hour, happy by design event. And that was a 4-hour event that I would hold at hotels, and people loved it. I had music, and it was just like us empowering each other, looking at 18 steps to like how to get to happy in this age and stage of our life. And it was phenomenal. And so a lot of the coloring book idea came from those events that I held. And I'm just so incredibly excited. They're going well, and I'm dying to like give you all the information that you want. But it's good. I'm feeling really good about it.
Well, that is fantastic. Tell us what benefits have been found in the activity of coloring as an adult.
One of the things that there was a study that was done, and I put this on my press release. And it was done back in 2005 by this, conducted by Curry and Kaser. And they said that coloring pictures resulted in decreased heart rate and improved mood. Now, that's what they had said. But I know, and I have to just go back and tell you, I had not colored, Cece, for maybe about 30, 40 years. And when this idea came to me, I was like, oh, this sounds good. So I did the research and things on that. And it's so beneficial for like stress, and especially obviously in this time, it's relaxing. The stress just kind of eases away, and you're coloring and you're creating these pretty pictures, and it just feels good. And I know we used to, like we still do, look at kids as being the people who color all the time. But we as adults, we need that, like, you know, time to like just be still and do our own thing. And so I have been finding, listen, Cece, I color when I'm in between watching TV. I color when I'm tired of like being on the computer and my eyes are hurting by, you know, looking at the screen. Then I stop and I color. I color if I'm at the doctor's office. I have been a coloring woman, and you know, it's been just lovely and just so rewarding just to sit down and just relax and get away from the phone and get away from the color app on the phone, because you know you can color on they have apps now, as you know. Have you seen the apps now?
I have not seen the apps at all, and I'm a little bit embarrassed, but then again, I have not colored in a long time, so yes.
That's okay. I told you it's been years. Well, my niece turned me on to that, because my niece, she's a school teacher, and she says, Auntie, she says, you know, I'm not coloring, you know, but I can color. When I do color, I just be on the phone, and I just use the color app. And I said, once again, we're back into using technology, and sometimes we need to get away from technology because we're so ingrained with it. You know, I do this workshop, and I talk about when we wake up in the morning, the first thing we do is we look at our phones. And I'm hoping that you're not one of those women who do that. You don't like have to get on there and just see exactly what's happening in the world. What did you miss while you were sleeping? And just relaxing. And so that's why getting away from like the phone and doing the color and just actually sitting down and doing the coloring yourself. It's lovely, relaxing, you know, event that takes place in your own mind. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, I hadn't realized how nice and comfortable this felt of doing this. And that's kind of what it does for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about people looking at their phones and being concerned with what's going on, I think that that is probably a great majority of people, especially in this time of the COVID-19 virus. And because we are all in the house and we all are able to just kind of direct our own path at this point, I think that we should look at redirecting our energy. You know, as far as what is actually important, it's not important to pick up your phone and find out whatever it is that's going on right now. It's not that important to turn on the news every 5 to 10 minutes to find out what they're saying. What is important, I think, is if you can come to a peace and a calmful position in your life so that you can better, you know, just refocus on what it is that you should be focused on. And I think that your coloring books would provide that.
Yeah, they do. And you said that well. I have to tell you, I don't know about you, when I talked about just being on the phone and looking at, you know, apps and things of that sort, when I've been watching TV and I watch CNN and MSNBC religiously for a while, I had to pull myself away from it during this COVID-19 thing. I was, everything that they said, Cece, I know, I'm sure I'm not the only one. Everything that they said, like, oh, the symptoms are, you know, you may wake up with a headache and maybe I didn't have a fever, but I was aches and pains. I start feeling like I was having all of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's anybody else, but mm-hmm. I was like, everything they said, it was like, I was telling my husband, I was like, I feel like I got a headache this morning. And so it was so much information constantly bombarding us, and obviously, you know, we need to know, but it was just taking too much out of me, and it was stressful. And so I don't know if you've experienced that, but sometimes we can be just over like, you know, like whammed with all the information about it, and so I just had to like step away, and coloring has been like a reprieve. And unfortunately, this has happened to all of us, and I feel this, but at this time, for me coming out with the coloring book, Cece, it has been like, it's been absolutely lovely. My friend, Casey, she and I were talking, and she has a couple of friends who are nurses, and I was thinking, like, everyone's, like, taking food, and because of all the things that they're doing, and it's been wonderful, you know, the nursing and the doctors and all the stress that they're under. I think I'm just going to drop off some books to her girlfriend and just say, leave them in the lunchroom for everyone to do some community coloring and just kind of like take a break from everything. So I'm considering doing that. That's my philanthropy, my small little, you know, thought process to like help out in some way, because I know that it can relieve stress and it just makes you feel good when you're just like, let me just take my mind off of how crazy this whole COVID-19 thing is, even if I'm at lunch for like a half hour and just coloring. So that's an idea that she brought to me, and I thought, I like that. So I will be doing that next week. I've already set up a couple of places that I want to go to drop off books and just say, here you go. Here's some colored pencils. You guys just, you know, just take the time to have a break.
Yes, I definitely agree. And when you were talking about feeling the symptoms as they were coming through the TV, I believe a lot of people have had that issue. I was trying to find on Facebook where I had just saw like that someone had said that this morning. She said she was so over the COVID virus situation. She said she's feeling like she has every symptom that they're talking about, and she doesn't like this. She doesn't like the feeling that she's having right now, because right. Every time they talk about something, she's checking herself to see if she's sick, you know. And
so
I think
I'm not the only one. And so I just had to I said, because I was just really starting to, it's just so overwhelming 24/7, you know, I mean, enough with, you know, our president and all of that. That's a whole nother talk show. We won't get into that, but so overwhelming with all the information. I mean, our mayor, our governor, and, you know, they come in all the time and giving us information, and that's good, and I keep up with it, don't get me wrong, but I can't be inundated with it on a 24-hour, you know, everyday, you know, thing. It's just too much for me. So the coloring has been wonderful. Yeah, so I feel really good about it. I appreciate you calling me and reaching out and wanting to know more. Because of me working with women over all of these, you know, the last couple of years and starting my business, I'm so into us as we mature in this age and stage of our life. What are we doing with our lives? A lot of us have retired. I retired, Cece, back in February of last year, right? Mm-hmm. So it's been a year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm, you know, I have had this other business. I was doing speaking. I was going around doing speaking. And when the book came to me to create it, I had already been in that positive mind frame. And so it just made sense. And I thought, well, how about coloring? And as I said, I hadn't colored in 30 years, but I liked the idea of it. I seen a coloring book, a little kid's coloring book. And I thought, for adults, positive books for adults. So I didn't come out with just one. I came out with 7. I wanted to, like, you know, come out of the gate branding. And so I do want to share a little bit of that with your audience, but I'm just so incredibly excited about them. And I don't, you know, this is just, I've been doing entrepreneurship for a long time, Cece, and now I feel like I finally found the vehicle for me to ride, and, uh-huh, and that it's pleasing me, but also it's good for other people. So it's win-win, and I believe in win-wins, my sister.
Right. So as you are giving, you're also receiving. That is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
So can you give us details? How many books are actually in the series? And can you speak to each to us about each book?
I can. So there are 7 titles. And I don't know whether the number 7, but I just had so much to say, I couldn't fit it all in one book. So it's a coloring book, but it's also a journal. So there's a coloring page, and then on the page on the other side, it's a journal to really make you thought. It's a thought-provoking journal to make you think about that coloring page that you did. So I'll give you an example of that. But I'm going to give you the 7 titles, and then I'm going to share with you a little bit about why I created those titles. So the one is It's All About Me, which is self-care. And then I have 2, Working My Dream Into My Reality, and that's a career/entrepreneurship book. 3, Health is Everything and Everything is Health. I truly believe that. 4, Start Your Relationship with You. 5 is a positive affirmations book with a variety of different coloring pages in there. Happy Woman by Design is how do we go about designing our lives. And 7, Cece, and, you know, I didn't think that this was something that would go over as well. It has been my hottest seller. And the 7th book that I created is If You Don't Cuss, Don't Buy This Book. And it has been, like, you'd be surprised. I mean, I don't know if it's the time we're in or whatever, but those are the 7 titles. And so just name off one that you want to hear first, and then I'll just share with you. I don't want to just keep rambling without giving you an opportunity to ask questions in between. So which one do you want me to tell you about, the reason why I created that one first?
Well, first of all, this is about you, so you can definitely talk to us about whatever it is that you feel is important. But I like the last one about cussing, because I have a friend. I was trying to figure out what I was going to send to her for her birthday, which is in 2 weeks. And I'm going to go ahead and have you ship off some to her. And she definitely needs this cussing coloring book.
I love it. I love it. So the cussing book, I am not afraid of some colorful words. Mm-hmm. And so it came about, it was, you know, because I thought, like, there are situations that we know that are in life that are just best expressed by using a more expletive, you know, colorful language. And I think that what it does is that it reduces stress. When you can let something off and be like, you know, I know that we're on podcast, but I don't want to be cussing on your show. But when you can let something out and it reduces stress, it can show a little humor, and it just feels good when spoken. And that was my reason for creating that book. I have to tell you, I was visiting my son. He lives in Colorado. I was visiting him, and I had to get out and take a long walk. And I walked to a bookstore, and in the bookstore, they had like a whole section, Cece, of books. And I don't know if you've paid attention to them lately, but I've gone into the library and picked up books, and it'll say, like, F, and then the asterisk, and then, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is in the library? You know, it's just people are not afraid to, like, express themselves a little bit more. So when I seen that, it was like, I got to do a book because I sometimes speak those words, and it feels good to me, and I'm sure other people it'll feel good too. So that one has been, I sat on the plane, I was going to Atlanta, and I had the books all out, because everywhere I go, the books go with me with my colored pencils. And I had the books out, and so I was sitting next to two women, and they were going to a conference. It was like, you know, for people who are in church, and they were going to a conference. I pulled out the books, and the woman who was sitting next to me, she was going to get her, you know, like becoming ordained or something. And she said, I said, out of all of these, which one is more that you think you will want? She says, well, I want them all because I can give this one to my daughter. I can give this one to my niece and all of this. And she says, and this one I'm keeping for myself. And that just, once again, reiterated again, it doesn't matter what you know, what background you come from, everybody likes to use a couple of little words to just make sense to them, and it just feels good. So that's where the cussing one came from, and yes, it has been really more than I thought, the book that more people are wanting. The Health Affects Everything and Everything Affects Health book, I became a consultant with integrative nutrition, and I got certified as a health coach, and it came because we in our communities, as African American people specifically, with the, you know, food desert and all the other things that we already know about, but with all of the things that we come down with, from diabetes, from, you know, high blood pressure, you know, from all of the things, COPD, all the things that we come down with, there has some connection to what we eat and whether or not we're exercising or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to take a detour here, because I know that you've seen the news just recently in regards to the numbers of more African Americans are getting COVID-19 and dying of it than any other race. Now,
yes.
That was amazing to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, but
mm-hmm.
once again, that goes to health affects everything and everything affects health. We got to start taking care of ourselves better. So yes. The coloring book for that one came because a lot of my family and friends, they were having all kinds of things. I have two sisters. One of them, you know, had came down with breast cancer. She's fine. I have another sister who has diabetes for like the last 30-something years. She's had diabetes. I have a couple of brothers and brother-in-laws and things of that who's gone through, you know, the prostate cancer and stuff like that. And they're all fine. But I've also had a couple of brothers who've died of heart attacks. My
Ooh.
Father died of a heart attack. So the whole health thing came about because of things that were happening in my family, but I knew those same things were happening among the community as I was meeting people. So that's one of my favorite books, but then all of them are my favorite, but for that specific topic, that one, Health Affects Everything and Everything Affects Health, it's 20 pages all about our health and how we need to do better with our health,
mm-hmm.
Stacey. And
mm-hmm.
then it's the journal prompts to really make you think about how we need to change things to make, you know, to become a healthier people.
Okay.
That's the Health Affects Everything.
So I wanted to talk about the one that says Start Your Relationship with You.
I love it. Okay. So what I have found within my speaking and going out and talking, and I was working in the school system for like 13 years in higher ed and for a federally funded grant program working with high school students, you know, and their parents, helping them to be better prepared for post-secondary options. That was my role. And when I was doing that, what I realized was that so many of my young teenagers and my girls would come in there, and it was all about, you know, trying to find a mate and all of this. And it's like, build your own self-esteem, you know, like, you know, you're good yourself. You are capable of going to college. What are you trying to follow this young man in all of that? So that came about because of the relationships that I've seen, and not just teenagers, Cece, but also adults. I've seen women who, you know, they lose themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because that's the image that's on the book, is that there's a woman and she's on the book, and it's like, don't lose yourself chasing after someone else. So the relationship book, it's all about realizing that the most successful relationship that one can have is the relationship that they have with themselves. And so that's where that one, you know, I wanted to do. So there's 20 pages, there's 20 journal. It's all about relationships. And I have to, just in case you have some listeners who are listening and they need to go, I have to tell you this in particular, every image that has been created is images, CC, that look like us.
Yes.
You with me? Every image, it looks like us. And so I was so incredibly excited about the idea of creating something because I had never seen anything like that when I can pick up any kind of book and, you know, especially a coloring book and the images look like us. Now more so than ever, I was in Target the other day and I was telling my friend because she's creating a coloring book for young kids with her book. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her, I said, you know, with the documentary, you remember the documentary that just won about the hair? I don't have the top of it on
Good Hair with Chris.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so they had like about 6 or 7 titles for little kids, making them feel proud and good about their hair and not feeling ashamed. If you know,
like hair affirmations, maybe.
Pardon me?
Like hair affirmations, like, you know, saying positive things about the child's hair.
Right. So, you know, when we were talking about like relationship, just feeling good about yourself and building your self-esteem. And so I like the idea that they've already started with kids doing that. So as they get older, they are confident in their own ability and who they are. So that's where the relationship one came in, you know, came from.
Right. Now, where do you think we would be as a people if we, well, I mean, I know we're a little bit older, but if we had gotten this type of information as children, because I think that we have been susceptible to bullying and just all kind of different abuses that we just kind of powered through. And we are still here, but I think that we have been greatly damaged by the effects of those things. So yeah. If we had, you know, positive affirmation books as children, someone telling us that we were good enough and that our hair is fine and we didn't have to straighten it and we didn't have to do all these different things. And then we had coloring books like the ones that you just created, we would probably be in a different place right now.
Oh, my God. You just spoke words to my ears. You're so correct. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it. You know, and we all struggle with a little insecurities of some sort. You know, I mean, we came from, you know, especially as, you know, older women, you know, our parents, you know, possibly were, my mother was, and my grandmother were, you know, they were domestics. They would, you know, go to the rich white neighborhoods and clean for them and then come home and have to do and cook and all of that for us. And mm-hmm. So that had, you know, something to do with a lot of us, I'm including myself, with our self-esteem and how we thought about ourselves. And, you know, now the younger people, you know, they education is important. They're starting to pay attention. You know, I have a lawyer and she's like 35 years old and my son is 35 and she's 35 years old. And she's like this, like, really good lawyer. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a whole different, you know, direction of these people, these younger people out here, you know, seeing a little different life of what they can have. When we were younger, we didn't have those type of role models as much, and we didn't have that. So our self-esteem is a whole different level. So I'm hoping to build on some of those women who are out there and in saying, like, I don't know why I feel like this. Well, maybe the thought-provoking journals that are within the coloring books, mm-hmm. maybe that right there will make them start thinking about helping themselves become better and feeling good about themselves. So, yes, I agree with you. It comes from back in the day. If it would have changed and we would have had that, we may have had a lot more, you know, Michelle Obama, should I say. You know, everyone, you know, yeah. So I agree with you there 100%.
Okay, so what I'm thinking is, like, maybe next you could come out with a Ron's Way soundtrack, like something to color to and call it that, and then you could have that for people. Because I think music as a component would just help us provoke thought and provoke, you know, just that relaxing calm that we need. So maybe you can do that.
I love it. I love it. Keep,
you know,
the
ideas. Have lots of ideas for you.
I look at this as my brand, you know, so I'm branding and I'm putting out as much as I possibly can as far as good content. But I just think that once people start coloring, they'll be like, oh, I really like this, and then I think I'm going to get the relationship book, and then I'm thinking I'm going to get – and so, yeah, I love the ideas. You're good at that, so I would love more ideas.
Yes.
One of the things that is so interesting, I sent you a couple of books. Yes. So that you can have them. I know you hadn't received them yet, but I think once you see them, I know the career entrepreneurship book is one that you would enjoy. And I created that to help women realize that they don't have to spend their lives working in jobs that don't value their skills. Mm. You know, and they themselves begin to explore the possibility of possibly using those skills and those experiences that they worked in a job for so long that they can use it to become entrepreneurs and use those skills to do their own business. So that was somewhat of my happy hour event, that we as women come together to support one another.
Yes.
And so, yeah, the career entrepreneurship is another one that's been selling quite well, because we have a lot of young women that are saying about my lawyer, she, you know, is a dynamo. And it's like, it kind of reminds me back in the day, when Bill Cosby showed the, you know, with Clara Huxtable and, you know, these women who are like just powerful. And I didn't come up with seeing that as much in my time. I don't know, you know, if we're close in age. I don't think so. I'm hitting my 60s. So I don't know whether or not I've seen as much of that within my time. But now this new generation, they have all, well, they have the internet, you know, that says it itself. But they have everything at their fingertips, everything that they can find at their fingertips. And I was listening to someone, Cece, and they said, there is no reason at all for anyone to be ignorant in this day and time.
That's true.
I mean, we have everything that we can do. I mean, I always tell people, I do workshops, and I always say, listen, I'm married, but I have to tell you that I have a boyfriend. And I also go with his cousin on the side. And they are all like looking like, what? What's she talking about? And then I said, my boyfriend's name is Google. He is smart as he can be. You know, I love him. He gives me all the information. I mean, I'm telling you, actually, my husband, he loves him too. And then I said, and his cousin is YouTube. So if I don't know how to make asparagus soup, I can go to YouTube and I can get 20,000 asparagus soup recipes of someone showing me exactly how to make it.
Absolutely.
So there's no reason at all for us to be ignorant about anything. And that's one of the things that I stick in my head. Like, we got to get out here and figure it out. I mean, yeah. So the career entrepreneurship, sometimes we just need support with one another to make that happen.
Absolutely. And I think that listening to this interview, as well as obtaining the coloring books, it may inspire people, especially those who are still in a slump. You know, there are people that are starting to kind of wash their face and get up and starting to exercise and do some things. But there are some women that, because of this COVID, well, I should say there are some people, period, but we're talking about Black women. There are some Black women that are in a slump right now. And what I like to say is, you know, this situation is what it is. But we've had our own specific poverty and just things going on before this thing. So now you add this to that, and, you know, we've got people in deep depression, not knowing what's going to happen next. So, you know, I think that by what you're doing with your books, it may inspire people to kind of come out of the darkness and do something, because we all have skills. We're able to do so much as Black women, you know, but if you've been sort of on a hamster wheel for a while, you're kind of used to somebody telling you what to do. So you got to go within and get that direction from yourself and just start.
I love that. I love that. You know, I could tell you've been doing this for a long time, my sister. and I had told my friend, I said, I want you to listen to me because I want you to critique me. You know how we all have our strengths, and it's like, I'm not really a radio person, but I guess now that I've come out with these creative books, you know, people want to talk to me, and so I'm working on my interviewing skills. So if I'm rambling a little, that's why I stop and let you go ahead and talk. And she started laughing. She said, girl, just be yourself. And when I start just being myself, it just comes out. And I've been working on this new thing, Cece, and it's called the Judgment Detox. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when we judge, then it's like, it's something that we see in ourselves, and it's like, no, they're not doing it exactly like I would want them to do it, so I'm going to judge them. Oh, she said that word wrong, or she misspelled this or something. And it's like, take a judgment detox and just let people be themselves.
Yes,
so
yes,
a lot of
yes.
those thought processes, a lot of those reading that I've done over the years and the books that I, you know, just love, a lot of that came from the books that I've created, the 7 coloring books that I've created came from that. So I have to do this one. My mom is still living, because this goes into the self-care book. My mom is still living, and she's 95 years old, and she still got, you know, pretty much all her faculties still. She can be feisty as she want to be. Mm-hmm. And so the self-care book is 20 pages about self-care. And so I have it, and it says, you know, self-care, it's all about me. And so sometimes we have to be selfish. And so I want you to hear me out with this. The reason why I created that coloring book was to help women realize the importance of self-care. And that involves more than just pampering yourself. When you hear self-care, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, Cece?
Sleep.
Okay, that's always good. Sleep mm-hmm. is always good. Mm-hmm. But it also, in the way I created the coloring books, it also includes, self-care includes your emotional, your physical, and your physical care as well, right? So when you take care of yourself first, you can then provide quality care for your family and your other loved ones without feeling resentful, angry, or frustrated, right?
Right.
So to me, self-care is giving people the best of you instead of what's left of you. Mm. And so I kind of heard that somewhere, and I, like, put it together, and I'm like, yeah, that's basically what that is, because my mom, and I know that when I talk to some of my friends and their parents have passed, and I get that, but my mom is feisty. She has still got her faculties going on, and it takes a lot of energy to, like, you know, like, to be a caregiver, right? So I don't
yes.
know if, you know, I'm sure some of your listeners can understand that. It mm-hmm. takes a lot of energy, but if you don't have it in you because you're wore out, how can you be the best for them, right?
You can't give what you don't have, absolutely.
There you go. There you go. Fill your cup first. And so that's where that book came from. That's one of my favorite books also. I know by the time we finish, you're going to say, Rhonda, girl, you said all of them your favorite book. Well, they are. And that's the reason why I created them. So the self-care one really means a lot to me. And there's this funny story. Years ago, my husband, he was talking to me, and he was saying, like, yeah, if you get to be like this, I'm going to have to leave you. And he was saying it in a joking way, but he said it. And I turned around, and I looked at him, and I put my hands on my hips, and I said, listen, you can go. You can go, and I'll be okay. I will survive. So I'm Ooh. All about me.
And
you're always just, like, thinking about you. And I said, and the problem with that is, yeah, I pause, right? The problem with that is, it's like, cause if I don't take care of me, I'm not going to be good enough to take care of you, my son, or anybody else. And so I'm real big on us as women. We get so involved with our kids that we lose ourselves. And if you're no longer here, somebody else is going to have to take care of them. So mm-hmm. we have to take care of ourselves. And it's okay to be selfish. That's what that point I'm trying to make there. Is
Absolutely.
It okay?
Yes. And, you know, again, back to this COVID situation, it just really gives us a time to reflect, you know, on what is important. Before, it was the dollar and paying bills. And I was talking to a friend yesterday, and mm-hmm. she was trying to make some decisions. And I said, why are you all frazzled about this? It makes no sense. One, mm-hmm. none of these bills are due right now. You're just so used to having to go out, work to make the money so that you could pay the bills. But the bills are not due right now. So why right. don't you just relax? Do what you need to do, which is take care of home, take right. care of yourself and home. Of course, now that we're talking, of course, she needs to take care of herself so she can take care of her home. But
right.
yeah, people need to know that. Like, just spend this time. It is what it is, and it will be something else when it's time for that to happen. But right now, relax, pick up these books, color, and just take your time discovering who you are. Get some self-care going. But Rhonda, I wanted to know, can people, let's see, do you still have this Happy by Design going on, or is there another conference that they can attend with you in the future?
Oh, I love that. So basically, obviously, with this going on, there's nothing happening. I had my last event that I was placing that was going to be taking place in February. Well, mm-hmm. obviously, I had to cancel that. And so everything is kind of put on hold for now. So basically, that's why the coloring books, and just, you know, people can order them online. They can go to my website, ronsway.com, and they can, you know, get that. But right now, I will be coming back to my Happy by Design events because they just went off very well. And I also added a retreat for that, you know, like a 2-night, 3-day retreat, all-inclusive kind of thing. And that was going to be taking place in March. And so I had a couple of people coming from out of town, and they had to cancel. And, you know, I mean, I had to cancel. So obviously, you know, they canceled. But, you know, it's changed us tremendously, obviously. And that's, like, without said. But one of the things that I realized that we can look at it from a negative standpoint, Cece, or and it is like a bad situation, or we can try to find the good in it. So I've been doing a couple of YouTube videos, which people can go to, you know, Rhonda Thomas and check out my YouTube videos. But I've been doing a couple of them, and one of them in particular, you know, I was talking about I'm finding the stuff that can come out of this positive. This is I'm looking at this as a reset. Mm-hmm. So many of us forever, we've been like, oh my God, I would exercise more, but I don't have time. I'm working, I come home, I got to take care of the kids, I got to do this, I don't have time. Well, now you have time. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I got to clean out my closets. My closets, stuff is just falling out. I got to like do that. I don't have time. Well, now you have time. Yes. Oh, I got this paperwork. It's like piling up to the ceiling in my office. I got all this stuff to do. Oh, I don't have time. Well, now you have time. So you get the point, right? And so I was talking about looking at the positive stuff. So when we come out of here, be safe, do all the things that they're saying, washing your hands. We're going to like be washing our hands a lot more and not shaking people's hands when we do come out on the other side of this. Mm-hmm. But just be safe. But just taking the time that we have been given right now in the house to do all those things that we said we didn't have time for.
Right. And absolutely. Like you talked about cleaning out the closet. You could even start a business. You could go on Poshmark, which, you know, is a selling site. There's many selling sites. All those shoes and clothes that you don't wear, you could snap a picture, put it up, and be selling them. Because believe it or not, you would think that people stop shopping. No, they have not. They are still shopping online. They are still doing all kind of stuff that you wouldn't think that people would be doing in this time. You think that people are conserving. They absolutely are not. They're either nervous shopping or they have an abundance of money to where they can still shop, but people are shopping online. So I would encourage people to, you know, that stuff that you're not using, snap a picture and ship it off.
Yeah, I love that. That's that entrepreneur spirit in you, Cece. I love that.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, every morning I get up and exercise. You know, I don't look at my phone, as I was saying, until I, like, get my, because I don't want, when I talk about not looking at your phone as soon as you get up, what I've learned is that when I look at my phone and, like, see what's happening, I let someone else enter my world before I get my own world started. So yes. I'm real good on being very conscientious about, like, I don't want to know whether or not anybody even bought my coloring books. I don't want to know of any other issues that I want to deal with. I want to, like, have my time. So I get up, I do my meditation while I'm doing my stretching as I'm in the bed, and then I come in into my office and I exercise 15, 20, 30 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes, and I exercise. And then once I do that, then I shower. Then I come, and then I turn on the phone, and then I look and see all the emails or whatever it is. Then I let the world come into my world. But at first, I want to have my own time with myself. So, you know, once again, that's part of my self-care. And everybody has their own thing. But I'm learning. This has definitely been a reset to make all of us really think about our lives in a whole different world. Because there will be a new normal. And it's starting to, like, take effect to all of us right now of, like, what I'm not going to do after I come out of this on the other side. So I just want people to be safe, sit at home, relax, try to do all those things that you said you didn't have time to do, like reading books. I have a ton of books. I've read about 3 different books, including my doing my own business, but it's 3 different books that I've been dying to read, and now I've had the time. Yeah. So don't let this time just go and you come out the same exact way, come out as a better person. And that's all part of my positive thought processes. And my positive affirmation coloring book is the one, and my Happy by Design coloring book, you know, to let women realize that they don't have to stay stuck living in an unfulfilled life, but that they have the power to design their own happy life.
Absolutely.
And so how do we go about doing that?
Absolutely. It would be a shame to come out the same after all this is over. But what we need to do is let people know where they can actually purchase your coloring books.
I will do that. It's called Ron's Way. You can go to ronsway.com/shop. So Ron's Way, ronswaye.com, and then /shop, S-H-O-P. And they can go on there and they can, you know, look and see. You can click on each coloring book and you get the opportunity to look at 2 pages of what the coloring books look like. So I've been also, I have Instagram and I'm Facebook under my Ron's Way business name. And I'm having a contest right now for the month of April, we're doing April right now, then you can send in, Cece, a colored page that you've done and let me know what book you did that out of. I know, but I want other people to know, and I'll post it. And so at the end of April, the person who has sent in their things, we're going to take a look, me and my team, we're going to take a look and pick out the best picture, and I'm going to send them a couple of autographed books to them for you know, being part of the contest. So I'm starting in April. We'll see how it goes, and I may do it again in May to give people an opportunity to get their books and the color. And I've been getting a lot of submissions. And so what I thought is I added to that, and what I'm doing is I'm letting people advertise their business. If they have a business, like my loctician, she does several things. She sent me a really pretty picture. And so I said, give me all your information. Where can people contact you if they're interested in this, that, and the other. My friend Casey, you know, she's an author. Her book is Guys in the, you know, Stars in the Sky. She's a former, you know, one of the first black airline stewardess for Delta Airlines years ago. She's retired now, and she, you know, she did a picture. It was a beautiful picture. You know, she's got that graphic thing going on. Beautiful picture. And so now she's advertising, this is who I am, da-da-da-da-da. And so it's a win-win. And I believe in win-win, Cece. You know, they win by, you know, getting an opportunity that maybe someone will say, like, oh, I want to check that out. I'm going to, like, go on this person's website and look. I win by them posting my pictures and other people seeing some of the coloring books. So I'm trying to be creative with this time that we have while we're in the house for people to do that. But, yeah, so they can go to ronsway.com/shop, and then they can go and take a look. And you can go to my website as well, and it'll lead them to that too, ronsway.com, period. And then they can go and find out all the other information that they need to know about. And my YouTube videos give you a lot more of the crazy of that I feel sometimes I am. One of the things, I have to just share this very quickly with you. I told my friend, she said, so what are your next books? And I said, I got a couple of ideas. I said, but the next one, I think I am going to have to, like, let people know. Yes, I am an adult ADD. You know, I have attention deficit disorder, without a doubt. And so when I'm, like, all over and that, you know, that energy that you see is just me just off the charts. But there's a lot of people out there that have that same thing, and they haven't claimed it, or they haven't, like, not realized they have it. And so they feel like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, I'm telling you, I already know I'm off the chain sometime. And so, you know, that's what you get when you see some of the videos that I have. And I always say this when I talk about judgment detox. People are going to like you. People are not going to like you. And that's on them. I'm just being my authentic self, my darling. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with your authentic self. And, you know, we could go with the titles that they give us in this Western society, or we could just use them to our benefit. I choose to use them to my benefit. I am who I am. Like you said, take it or leave it. Well, Rhonda, we are going to ask you if you have any last words for our listeners.
I want to say, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on here. You are my second interview that I've done. You know, mm-hmm. maybe after, you know, a while when things get going, I'd love to be back on and be a lot more, you know, more in tune to making sure that I give my host an opportunity to ask questions, because sometimes I do feel like I ramble so much. So thank you for giving me that. But I just want people to be safe. I want people to just relax as much as they can and take care of those things that they need to do when they said that they didn't have time. And now that they have time, take advantage of it and come out on this on the other side, whether or not it's the end of May, June, July, or 18 months from now when, you know, whatever, for them to come out on the other side and they're better people. You know, like, take advantage of this time that you have and do something positive in your mind and color. That's basically it. Color some of the stress away. Perfect. Thank you.
Well, you guys, this has been a wonderful conversation with Ms. Rhonda Thomas of Ron's Way. And I also want to remind you of 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. This has been Ms. Cece, the Real Infopreneur. Join me again next time. Thank you so much on Black Talk Radio Network and also SoundCloud.